guys can have a seat. Didn't Dylan do a great job? I was sitting back there watching the senior video and then listening to Dylan and just crying like a baby because I'm so proud of you guys. And you know, this senior class, I've worked here for right at 4 years, and so this senior class, I learned how to be a youth pastor with you guys. And so I'm so grateful that I got to know you guys, and I'm so grateful that I got to learn how to do this with you. And I'm so proud of who you are, and I believe in you guys so much, and I know that you're going to do great things with your life. And so to sit back there and watch a video that I remember all that stuff, and you're the first class that I get to watch a senior recap video with where I was at all of that, and I remember Madeline winning Kajabi Can-Can every year, and I remember these just crazy moments that we got to do together, and I'm so grateful that I got to learn how to be a youth pastor with this senior class. You guys mean the world to me, and you know, I know you're going to do great things with your life, and our staff and our volunteers, man, we just believe in you guys so much, and we're going to miss your leadership here. We're going to miss you guys. I'm going to miss you guys, and I just want you to know how much I love you and how much I believe in you and how grateful I feel to have not only been your youth pastor, but just to get to know you. I feel incredibly fortunate. So thank you for being awesome. Thank you for teaching me how to be a youth pastor, and man, we love you. And right now, we want to recognize you. And so if you're a senior, we want you to kind of make your way over there, and then Randall's going to come out, and we've got something for you. So we just want you to make a line over there, and then you guys are just going to come across the stage. We'll give you something, and then we want you to tell everyone where you're going to school. And while you guys are, go ahead, don't be shy. You'll survive. Be leaders. You can do it. That's right. Our man loves you. what we got, you guys, is this book called 99 Thoughts for College-Age People. And what it's about is it's about the transition from high school and into college. And one of the things that I want to read to you guys while you guys are getting situated over there is this is what it says about loneliness. It says, you will lose contact with most of your old friends and acquaintances during the first year after graduating from high school. On top of this, you will most likely feel disconnected from your parents, mainly because you tried to gain independence from them in high school, which means your kids might be being a jerk to you, parents, and we're sorry. That's what that means. It says, expect to feel a little lonely. You may feel like you have nobody to talk to, especially when you're in the Taco Bell drive-thru at 4 a.m. with nobody in your passenger seat. It intensifies when you're trying to figure out who you are, what direction you're headed, and what areas of your life need growth. And then it gives you some things to remember. And so this whole book is filled with spiritual wisdom and just practical stuff. And so I hope that you'll sit down and read it. Because I was flipping through it this morning. I'm like, oh, I wish I would have known that when I was in college. Because it's really, really helpful stuff. And so we just want to give you this. We want to say that we love you. And we are so grateful to know you. So one at a time, come on up. You guys can just make your way this way. Up first. Mr. Baxter. All right, tell everybody where you're going to school.
I'm going to Armstrong Atlantic.
And what are you going to do there?
I don't know yet.
Awesome. Okay. Keep coming up, guys. You guys can fill up the stage. All right, go ahead.
I'm Dylan Munn, and I'm going to the University of Georgia.
Awesome. Come on. Keep it coming.
Going to Georgia College and State University.
Look at you, so fancy, Nick. Looking sharp.
I'm Nick Reese, and I'm going to prom, and then I'm going to go to Armstrong.
In that order. Not to be reversed.
Hi, I'm Jessica Wigley, and I'm going to Armstrong next year. So.
Hey, I'm Griffin Tossier. I'm going to Valdosta State University.
I'm Ashley Hensley, and I'm going to Savannah Tech.
I'm Kayla, and I'm going to Armstrong.
I'm Danette Stevens, and I'll be at Valdosta State University.
My name is Kevin Morris, and I will also be going to Georgia College and State University.
Hi, I'm Daniel Payne, and I'm going to Mercer University to play baseball.
I'm Hannah Harrington, and I'm going to Georgia Tech. Lauren Davis, and I'm going to SCAD.
Yeah. I'm Hayden Taylor, and I'm going to Bruton Parker to play basketball.
I'm Melissa Gooman, and I'm going to the University of Georgia.
I'm Shiv Patel, and I also will be going to the University of Georgia.
This guy.
I'm Dylan Daniels, and I will also be going to the University of Georgia.
Hi, I'm Reagan Gresham, and I'm also going to University of Georgia.
I'm Kelly, and I'm also going to University of Georgia.
I'm Elizabeth Banks, and I have no clue where I'm going to college yet.
I'm Katie Taylor, and I'm going to Mercer University.
I'm Madeline Durant, and I'm going to Mercer University.
Awesome. I'm Ryan Thomas, and I'm going to Armstrong.
I'm Victoria Neese, and I'm going to Armstrong.
Riley lives in Effingham.
I'm Riley Moe, and I'm going to Point University. I'm really sorry, I was goat tipping.
Hi, I'm Michelle Russell, and I'm going to Covenant College.
I'm Colin Amar, and I'm going to Point University.
I'm Nick Whitaker, and I'm going to the Navy.
All right, well, you know, Allison was talking about giving some type of charge or something to encourage you as you go out. And I was meeting with Dave Allgaier this week, and I don't know if you know Dave, but you should get to know him, especially if you're going to be around here, because he does late church. And he's just a phenomenal individual, person, loves Jesus. And I was sitting down with him, and I'm having one of those moments, you know, where you feel empty. You feel dry. You feel like you're distant from God. And I'm talking with him, and we're just walking through the Word of God. And I'm telling you, if you just sit down with the Word of God, and you're going to have these moments. We're going to go to school. Maybe you're not even going to college yet, but you just have these moments as a Christian where you feel like, I accepted Jesus, but I just feel like I'm fake. He's not there. Something's going on in my heart right now. And I've, you know, felt like just that moment this past week where I was just like, man, I feel dry. I feel empty. God, fill me up. And we were just sitting there with this text, and he was showing me from John chapter 3. And in this verse, it's this guy who's supposed to know everything about God. His name is Nicodemus. And he comes to Jesus at night. And he wants to talk. He wants to talk about God. And Jesus looks at Nicodemus and pretty much says, shouldn't you already know everything about God? I mean, you're the one who's teaching people about God. And some of you might feel like that. You know, I'm a senior. I've been through Element. I've been through this ministry and through this church. I mean, shouldn't I be able to teach people about God already? But you don't feel it in your heart. And here's what Jesus says to him in John chapter 3. He says, I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. See, when Jesus says, I tell you the truth, he says this two times. So what he says is, truth, truth. Well, that's weird. What he's saying is, this is going to be true no matter who you are, no matter where you go. You must be born to enter into the kingdom of God of both water and the Spirit. Well, what does that mean? What Jesus is saying to him is this. Everyone is born twice. And you might have been born twice, but you might not have. See, all of us will know the first birth. We know our birthday. But what he's saying is, there's a spiritual birth that happens in your life. And some of you remember when that is, and you can name the date. But he says that is just how life is. There's two births, physical one and a spiritual one. And so he goes on. You should not be surprised at me saying you must be born again. He said, the wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from, where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. That's a little confusing too, but here's what Jesus is saying. He says, the wind blows. You can't see it, but you can see the effects of the wind. Same is true with your spiritual life. You can't see God. We can't see him, but we can see the effects of God in our life. There are going to be moments when you're sitting in your dorm room and you messed up and you feel like, how could God forgive me? There's no way that I could be a child of God because I did this, I said this. But remember, it's not based on how good you are. It's based on how good God is. And you will see the effects of God in your life if you just start to think back. Because you know that he's worked in your life. You know that he's done something in your life. Every invitation that somebody's going to give you to church, and you haven't been in a while, that's God working in your life. Every time a scripture verse comes to memory, that's God working in your life. Every time somebody pats you on the back and it just reminds you of the time you were at church or a camp or wherever, that's God saying, I'm right there with you. You're going to have moments where you can't see God. But remember, he can see you. And so don't forget that, because he's wanting to work in your life. And I'm telling you, as a 29-year-old man, I have those moments too. I have those moments too. But he's there. He's there for you. And so that's my encouragement to you. No matter what you go through, no matter what hurts, what pains, whatever comes through your life, you won't see the wind, but you'll see the effects of it. You won't necessarily see God in a vision, but you'll see the effects of him if you're looking for it.
And I want to just talk to the parents really quick. I'm not a parent. I don't claim to be a parent, but I love your kids, and I want you to know that, and we've loved being a part of their lives, and we know that this is difficult for you. Your kids are leaving, and that's a really big deal, and that's a challenge for you. And students, I want you to know this is tough for your parents, and so give them grace, because what happens is when you see something start slipping away, you just want to hold on to it so tight. When they see you growing up and they see you being responsible and they see you getting ready to start something that will lead you into the rest of your life and will lead you into adulthood, they just want to hold on so tight because you're their kid, you're their baby, you're their child. And so give them some grace because this is hard for them. And parents, same thing for you. This is hard for your kids. They probably won't tell you that. They probably won't tell you that they're struggling. They probably won't tell you that they are fearful of what's to come. They don't know what to do with their lives. They're probably not going to have that conversation with you. But the more that you hold on tight, the more they're going to want to push back. And so it just creates this natural tension. And so I'm sure over the last couple of months, and maybe even right now, that there's tension in your relationship. And if there's not, there's going to be, because it's just this natural transition from these guys being students to growing into adults. And so give each other grace. Give each other grace during these next couple of weeks and these next couple of months as you guys make this transition together. And students, give your parents some grace. Cut them some slack. This is hard for them. It's hard for us. We're going to miss you, and we see you guys moving on. And so You know, we just want to challenge you to give your parents grace, and parents, same thing for you. And so we're going to pray for you guys. Randall's going to pray for the seniors, and then I'm going to pray for the parents, and then we'll be done. But we just want you to know that we love you. We love all of you guys. And, you know, we look forward to having this day with all of you where we get to celebrate your 4 years in Element and what you've meant to us. And so Randall's going to pray for the seniors.
And yeah, and if I could just encourage you too, come back. You know, come back and visit. Come back and say, hey, because we'd love to see you, you know, and just encourage you. So let's stand. If you're a senior, let's stand up. Stand up. All right. We can give them an applause. It's all right. And if you're in the direction of a senior, if there's a senior right in front of you, if you just put your hand in that direction, wherever they are. You don't need to be weird and touch them or any of that stuff, but just put your hand in that direction. And we're gonna pray for them. Father God, I just thank you for every senior that's here. And Lord, there's always transitions in our life, and this is one of those transitions. It will never be the same. You know, it's going to change. But it's a time to grow up. We grow up in our faith, and we grow up physically, and we grow up just responsibility-wise. A lot of things are going to change. But, Father, I know that your spirit is with these students. And, Father, if there's any student that is a senior tonight that has not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I pray that tonight they make that happen. Because that is the foundation that will keep us grounded and help us to remember what it really means to live life. And so, Father, I thank you for every senior. And I know that your hand is on each of them. And so, Father, may your presence be evident in their life. And may they remember that you are never going to leave them, God, never going to forsake them, because they are your children. We pray this all in Jesus' name.
And, Father, we thank you so much for just the parents that are in this room and the ones who aren't. But just the parents of these seniors, Lord. God, we pray that you would pour just your extra blessing on them as they are going through just this difficult time of transition. And God, we just pray that, Lord, you would be with them, that you would walk with them, that you would guide them, that you would lead them. We give you praise for the kind of parents that they are, parents who love you and are modeling what that looks like to their students, and they have raised amazing young people. And God, I pray that they would trust in that. They would believe what your word says. When you raise a child up in your word, Lord, that they will not forget that. And so, God, I just pray for these parents. I pray, God, that their students would give them grace. I pray that over the next couple of months, they would just enjoy the relationship between them and their student. God, they would enjoy these months that they have to spend together, Lord, but they would also just lean into this time in their life. They would lean into you. And this has got to be a difficult transition for them. And so, Lord, I just pray for them. I pray for their hearts. I pray for their marriages, that you would guard their marriages, Lord, that you would guard their relationships with their spouse. And God, I just thank you so much for parents who are honoring you with their lives, parents who are leading the example of what it looks like to follow you for their students. And God, we thank you for them. We thank you for the way they have raised their kids. And we just pray, God, that you would go with them over these next couple of months, Lord, and that you would lead them. And we pray for their students. We pray that their students would just have an extra amount of grace for them, Lord, that they would be kind to them and gentle with them as they make this transition, Lord. So we thank you for parents. We thank you for parents who love you, and God, that they've invested in this ministry and have supported this ministry, and Lord, we're grateful for that. So we love you, Jesus. It's in your awesome name that we pray. Amen. All right, you guys have a seat. Hey, before we take off, we got a couple of things just to let you guys know about. One of them is if this is your first time with us here at Element, we are so glad that you are here. This is not a normal night. We don't do this kind of thing every night of Element. Maybe we should. But if this is your first time here, we have a ministry called 180. And what that is a ministry that meets right outside those doors over by the rock wall. And that's where we just want to get to know you. We want to tell you what your next step is to get plugged into Element, to get plugged into this ministry, so that this can begin to feel like home for you. And so that, you know, maybe you can have an experience like these guys have had, you know, over your time in high school, because you've been plugged into a ministry that loves you and believes in you. So if you're new here, check out that on your way out the door, 180. Also, camp. We are almost full, which is crazy. I don't know that we've ever sold out of this camp before, but we're getting close. So if you are planning on going and you have not signed up, go home tonight and go sign up, because I'm telling you, we're going to sell out, and we want you there. So don't miss out on that. So go to our website, sccelement.com. All the information's there. Tonight, after Element, did you guys know it's Cinco de Mayo? Anybody? Yes, we are having a party, so stick around after Element. We have somebody named Jose who's going to tell you exactly what you can expect. So check this out.
Oh, estudiantes. Hola. Come out this Saturday after Element, El Cinco de Mayo Fiesta. Never to forget. There will be many things for you to enjoy. Uno, Nacho Libre, my movie favorita. Dos, there will be nachos and tacos and other sundry Mexican items. And tres, my favorite, this guy. I will be there to entertain you and to enjoy your company because I'm very famous. In my country, when we play the sport of football, real football, they score a goal, they chant my name. Jose, 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 Jose. And even in your country, I'm famous. In your patriotic songs. Oh, Jose, can you see? Yes, I can see. I can see why you love me. Because I am bueno. Adios, muchachos. See you after Element. But be there. Or some banditos will get you. Just kidding. But they could. Adios.
Oh, man. So crazy. So, yeah, stick around after Element. We're watching Nacho Libre. There's nachos and tacos, and I don't know what else he said, but I'm sure it's out there. So stick around. Everything's free. We'd love to just hang out with you. We love you guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.